rolling out a red carpet welcome for Amit Shah, the ruling AIA DMK in Tamil Nadu announced that its alliance with the BJP will continue for the assembly elections due in May, despite a perceived strain in their ties recently. Now, the significant announcement was made by the party coordinator, O. Paneerselvam. The announcement was made at a government function attended by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is on a two-day visit to the state. Amit Shah's visit assumes significance as the BJP prepares itself for the assembly poll some 6 months away. And earlier in the day, Amit Shah praised the Tamil Nadu government for its effective handling of the COVID-19 pandemic under Mr. Palaniswamy and Mr. Paneerselvam's leadership.
बड़ा आश्चर्य हुआ होता है जब कांग्रेस और डीएमके के मित्र भ्रष्टाचार की करप्शन की बात करते, जिनके नेतृत्व में 2G स्कैम हुआ, लाखों करोड़ों रुपए का भ्रष्टाचार हुआ, उनको क्या अधिकार है भ्रष्टाचार के लिए, करप्शन के लिए बोलने का?
All right, so does this announcement put an end to all speculation that the AIA-DMK might part ways with the BJP following their dismal performance in the state during the 2019 Lok Sabha elections? Does it put an end to the speculation that there's trouble in the alliance? We'll get Mr. K. Pandiarajan, the Culture Minister of Tamil Nadu from the AIA-DMK. We have right now joining us Kasturi Shankar, actor, commentator. We have Pulla Rao, political analyst, pro-DMK political analyst, Dr. Sumanth Raman, a political analyst with pro-BJP leanings. Kasturi Shankar, to you first, this AIA-DMK-BJP alliance, is that a gamble going forward, given the fact that the alliance suffered a near rout in the 2019 Lok Sabha poll? So why still go ahead with it?
I think at this point, especially with the recently concluded Bihar polls in light, I'm assuming that, yes, it's a gamble, but it's a very, very calculated gamble that could work out very well for the BJP at the expense of the ADMK. The ADMK in Tamil Nadu, as of now, is trying very hard to put up a united front. It's an open secret that there are two masters to the party right now, and both those masters actually serve a central master, which is BJP. BJP has had virtually no presence in this state. They have really not made a dent on an electoral share. And possibly this time, Mr. Shah may have set the stone rolling for getting more seats in the alliance. I think they've identified winnable seats for the BJP where there is definitely much more of a polarized sentiment, much more of a majoritarian sentiment, if you will. I think they would have identified those seats. They were not given to them in the last parliamentary elections. I think they will be pushing for those seats in the legislative assembly elections. I would even go so far to say they would ask for about 50 seats just for the BJP alone and try to become a dominant party for the first time in this alliance.
So before becoming a... The route to becoming a dominant party right now is the dominant partner in this alliance. Mr. Pandiarajan, you heard Kasturi Shankar. It's going to be, what everyone's going to be looking at is how many seats where the BJP candidates are going to contest from. The AIA-DMK fared better in 22 assembly seats where it went alone. The overall alliance fared badly in the Lok Sabha election. So why this?
Yeah, listen, first I want to differ from what Madam Kasturi is saying. I think we are masters of our own destiny. We are slaves to none. Very clearly, the party is well united under EPS currently, and OPS, our party coordinator, proposed his name to be the CM candidate. The party is absolutely united. So there is no two opinions on it, except in the fond hope of DMK, which they still keeps propagating this myth, in my view. And I can, I think we're very, very clear.
Are we Mr. Pandirajan, I know you're joining us from a vehicle, so thank you for that. But let me just ask you, you're saying there's the party is completely united, but is the alliance completely united? Because the BJP leader in Tamil Nadu, Mr. Murugan, has clearly said that it's the BJP will emerge as a great force in the upcoming assembly elections. He says that the BJP is going to decide the next chief minister. So are you united with your alliance? Are you in agreement that the BJP is going to choose the next chief minister? Can we try Mr. Pandirajan? Let's try and get him on the phone if we can. Mr. Pandirajan? All right, let's go across to Mr. Pullarao. Can we try and get Mr. Pandirajan on the phone? Because we do want to hear his views and hear his response to this answer. Mr. Pullarao, one thing's clear, Mr. Amit Shah hitting out at the DMK, the formula for this election is going to be hitting out on corruption and hitting out on dynastic politics. So the BJP is saying if it ain't a formula that's worked for them nationally, will work for them in Tamil Nadu.
You see, basically, Stalin has been working there for 50 years. He has not a dynast who came by a parachute and landed in his father's chair. He has worked, he has suffered. He was jailed during the emergency. And for the last 10 years, he has been out of office. There is no anti-incumbency against him. And he has always presented a moderate face in DMK politics and Tamil Nadu. He is not someone who has been associated with violence and all these things. He's been a moderate person. And he's been stayed clear of controversies on his father's time. And therefore, the issue, just like now in Tamil Nadu, who is the chief minister's candidate? It is not Mr. Amit Shah or Mr. Narendra Modi. It is Stalin versus Palaniswamy. Therefore, I think that for some time, for the last 10 years, in fact, there has been this going on, Stalin. So there may be an opportunity for him. People may say, let's give him a chance. He has waited for so many years in politics, so many years. Therefore, I think that Stalin has the upper hand. The alliance, whatever the strengths of the alliance or the weaknesses may be, let's look at Stalin by himself. As I've said, he is not the typical dynast. He is the man who built up the party, has been there 45, 50 years. And therefore, people of Tamil Nadu have a different perception of him. If they want change, he represents change. Therefore, I think...
If they want change. Dr. Sumanth Raman, the people of Tamil Nadu will want change, or is it a case where with the two icons, Jayalalitha, Karunanidhi, no more, the BJP seeing an opportunity to finally make a mark in this elusive Dravidian heartland where it's not been able to make its presence felt?
First, Sarah, this is the first time ever that I've been introduced as a pro-BJP person. So this is really news to me. And I think I would like to set the record straight that I'm not pro or anti anybody. I take it on
all right.
Issue basis.
At least you're better. They may now, be joined the party today. So you're a little better.
Yeah. To join this morning, actually. Kasturi Shankar was supposed to join today. So it's all part of the... general stuff that goes on here. Okay.
Apologies then. Let me reintroduce you. Dr. Sumanth Raman is a political analyst. Wearing that hat, Mr. Raman, could you respond to the question?
Let me make two, three quick points. One, first of all, this is a little unexpected to have the announcement come at a government function and in such a public manner by both EPS and OPS in the presence of Mr. Amit Shah, because everybody was expecting that eventually this announcement may come, but it could probably come a month or two before the elections.
Yes,
now,
not 6 months
this
before.
Gives us, it sets us thinking maybe the elections are not 5.5 months away. Maybe they are a little going to be advanced. One doesn't know. Second, the very important point is, I think that the AIADMK realized that in the last 4-5 months, particularly after Mr. Murugan has taken charge, the BJP has been on a very high-profile, aggressive campaign in attempting to woo the electorate.
Correct.
Now, clearly, that does not mean that the BJP has gone from 2.5-3% to 20%. No. But I believe that the BJP may be pushing the 5 or 6% mark in terms of vote share now. Now, what that effectively means is a large chunk of it is the AIADMK vote, mind you. So the AIADMK is pushed to the position where it has to trade off the loss of minority votes, which, you know, unfortunately for them, over the last few years, when Jayalalitha was alive, she got a considerable chunk of minority votes, particularly Muslim women votes. But after her time, the minority votes have been predominantly going to the DMK anyway. So should the AIADMK make another pitch for the minority vote, or should it ride piggyback or try to ride along with the BJP, knowing that that vote is gone, but looking at this Hindu revival that the BJP is attempting? Now, whether that will work, it won't work, we don't know as yet. But the point really is that I think both parties don't have much of a choice. I mean, they have to sink or swim together. In this case, they've decided to give it a shot to try to swim together. And Mr. Palaniswamy's government over the last 1 year has done reasonably well. I think the facts speak for themselves. In virtually every index that is being put out by the central government and even by independent agencies, Tamil Nadu is ranked in the top two or three.
Correct.
So I think that that has created a good image, and he is now emerged as a leader in his own right. So I don't see the 2020. I definitely agree with Mr. Pullarao when he said that the DMK and Mr. Stalin probably have the edge. I agree they have the edge, but
because of
it's
incumbency.
It's not because of two terms of incumbency. Yeah. Mind you, AIADMK has been power for 10 years now. So, you know, they're trying for a third, for a hat-trick of victories. So there will be anti-incumbency. There will, of course, be anti-incumbency against the Modi government as well. So both of that would combine. But I think that the efforts that the two parties are putting together now, and Mr. Palaniswamy's image of reaching out to specific sections, the 7.5% reservation for government school students in MBBS courses and BDS courses has gone down pretty well. So they are making a very, very determined effort. And of course, BJP being BJP, the agencies can be expected to play a role in tightening the screws on people whom they expect to join them and get their purification done, as has happened in so many other states.
All right. So we have Mr. Pandiyarajan back. So Mr. Pandiyarajan, then all eyes will be on the seat sharing and the BJP's pound of flesh, just like it did in Bihar, as we saw recently.
You see, one of the points I'd like to make, in addition to what Sumant Raman is saying, last time when we signed the alliance for the parliament elections, it was just 3 weeks before the elections that the agreement got finalized. So one of the things which couldn't happen was alignment at the booth level, which was not easy. So this this time, you know, we have 6 months' time before working together as two parties can happen. So I think that's one of the reasons why this has been announced. It's not that it's been a surprise for any here, because both the parties have been collaborating. There are some pinpricks which have happened recently where we needed to have law performance duties when their rail yatra happened. But they've done it. You know, they've done it in 7 locations. The 8th location is going to happen. So I don't think there's been any bad blood per se. There have been differences. You know, ADMK as a party is an umbrella party, where we are a secular party. We have key people from Muslim community, Christian community, who are holding very key positions of responsibility. We believe we are a party which caters to everybody without any sense of caste and religion. Is one probably the only party which has been, which can make a strong claim to that effect. So, you know, there are kind of strengths that we have. There are strengths which our alliance partners bring in. The attempt is to put them together and kind of have a good win. I also don't agree with this sensing that DMK is slightly ahead kind of a thing. The kind of work we've done in the last 1 year, the kind of impact that we've created in the minds of people, phenomenal, in my view.
The government's work will speak for itself. All right. Last word, a closing argument, Kasturi, to you. As Sumant Raman says, they have no choice. They this is the only option for them. So could this be a win-win then for the AIADMK and the BJP?
Yeah. It's definitely a better situation for the BJP if they are able to call the shots. The ADMK and the DMK have a presence that cannot be matched by either the Congress or the BJP, and I take both those names in the same vein because they are the national parties. Tamil Nadu is a part, is a state where regional parties decide about power, and the national parties will have to remain piggyback riders. How much they are able to persuade their dominant partners into giving them a favorable deal is something that we'll have to wait and watch.
And it will be a space that will be closely watched over the next few months. Thank you all. Thank you all for joining us tonight and for your time.